for God hath shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
At the very beginning of 2018, they're sitting around saying, this is horrible, you know, kind of feeling bad for themselves. And then they just had an inspired moment. God just spoke to them. And they were like, wait a minute, we've seen all the things that this mushroom has been doing for humans over the last 11 years. I wonder if it would do the same thing for animals, because not all mushrooms are safe for dogs and cats. Okay. So did some studies. They found a study from the University of Penn, and they found that dogs with hemangiosarcoma, which is a very aggressive type of cancer, that were given the Coriolis versicolor mushroom, lived 2 times longer than the dogs that didn't.
Right.
But I wanted them to witness a miracle themselves that they created. And there we were. Huh, Kristen. Boom. Yeah. Did the scan from head to toe. And man, when she said my tumor was 5 millimeters by 4 millimeters cancer free, we erupted. We erupted, man. She couldn't believe it. She said, I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Folks, I have never experienced such a breathtaking interview as this one you are about to experience today and listen to. I tell you what, the heartwarming stories will change you forever. From cancer issues, getting healed, to pets living many more years past their supposed time to depart the earth, each one is a testimony to how our Father in heaven created simple products for us to thrive in this sick world that we live in. You want to stay for this entire interview, I'm telling you, as we discuss not only mushrooms, but God's hand in Pet Club and those that are involved around it. It is absolutely brilliant. I hope you enjoy this today. Well, folks, so great to have Kristen Ludlow, right?
Ludlow.
Okay. And Chris Eric's baby Trump. And we've been talking about bodybuilding before we got on here today. It's pretty exciting. Looking forward to hearing all of the information. But we're excited because I saw an interview with Francine, LTPetClub247.com is where you can go to see all of the products that they have. But we want to talk about this today. It's really been on my heart. A lot of listeners have been writing in about things that they've dealt with their pets, things that they've dealt with on the human side with cancer and more. And I just want to just give the floor to you to let you share exactly how this works for everyone. It's very exciting. I needed this. We've been praying for it for a long time.
I hear that. So I'll start off. So this is an unbelievable story. LT, you and I, you know, we met over the phone. We just talked off camera about that. You know, you advertised my Reckoning Fest, and it was at that event, LT, where a doctor discovered that there was something wrong with me while I was on stage. So while I was hosting and emceeing on stage, he noticed that I was having a hard time speaking and breathing. And he literally made his way up to the stage, and about 5:30, when I was about to say the prayer and we were going to have dinner, he came up and he was on the side of the stage. And I could see him at the corner of my eye. When I got off the stage, he said, thank God you got off stage. And I said, why? And he said, because I was about to literally rip you off stage. You were about to go into cardiac arrest. The people that were at that event, Reckoning Fest, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. That week, I took it serious. I went to the doctors, and that's when my life changed forever. I was diagnosed with stage 3 head and neck cancer. Now, this is where it gets godly. Here's why. not only was I diagnosed with stage 3 head and neck cancer, my tongue is paralyzed. Right now, as I'm speaking, my tongue is paralyzed. I'm going to stick out my tongue. It goes to the right. That's atrophy. Not only that, but my jugular vein on the right side collapsed in. Okay. Not only that, the trifecta, you have what's called a soft palate. Singers know about this. Speech therapists talk about this. When you sing or speak, your palate goes up and down. Mine is deadened. So LT, the question is, how am I speaking? It's truly God. It is truly God. And that is when I met this lovely lady and her sweet husband. I met them in Vegas. Now you have to understand how godly this is. So I had a mutual friend of the Ludlows say to me, "Hey, you're going to be in Vegas. The Ludlows live in Vegas. They want to have lunch with you. Why don't you have lunch with them?" I said, "Look, I just got diagnosed with stage 3 head and neck cancer. My head isn't right. I'm going to see my homeopathic doctor, the woman I talked to you about. I never met her, so I don't know what to expect. So I really got to get my head right and my heart right." But she goes, "You're Christian." So when anybody ever wants to sell me on something, all they got to say is they're Christian. They love God. Okay, I'm all in, right? Well, so here I am. Now, I don't know them from Adam. They come walking through the lobby. I'm like, "Chris." So I didn't hear baby Trump. So I obviously knew they really knew me. Here, they knew me from another business venture that we were both in 6 years ago. How about that? Now, I never met them during that business venture. We saw one another, but we never met because it wasn't time for us to meet. You ever hear that? You know, you meet people or God puts people in your life for a season.
Oh, yeah.
This is profound. Because why didn't I meet them back then? Because it wasn't their time. Mm. And so now it was their time and we had lunch and I'm thinking 30-minute lunch, we'll be done. No. 4 hours later, our first date, I fell in love with them. And you know, LT, I might get choked up. People don't understand what you and I do as influencers, having a podcast. I go out, I speak on stage, right? I've been touring with Clay Clark for 3 years now. And then I did my own event. When you have a viewership of hundreds of thousands, you have millions, right? People love you. And they want you to be healthy. And so they mean good, right? And so, you know, I'm friends with Sherwood and Mikovits and, you know, Tenpenny and artists, right? And so they're all telling me, "Do this, do that, do this, do that. And take castor oil and do coffee enemas and fast." Right. And I cannot tell you how overwhelming that was for me. Mm. And I literally broke down in a corner and just cried and said, "God, just lead me to the people that you want me to be with through this."
Right.
Because when you're fighting for your life, I'm a former ex-Golden Glove boxer as well. Mm-hmm. When you're fighting for your life, if you make the wrong choice, one choice, that's it. It's over. It could be it. And so you have to really, man, if you're not with God, and I know everybody that listens to you is, you really have to really be in tune with your spirit. Mm. And you have to get yourself out of the way. And you really have to hone in and listen to him and let him order your steps and you obey. As crazy as it seems. So here these two come up and he's like, Well, I had these mushrooms, and I'm sitting there going, I have stage 3 head and neck cancer. Stage 3. You know, what it did is it's on the base of my tongue. It metastasized to my lymph node. Because God interfered with it, my lymph nodes basically strangled my cancer, and they died. They became necrotic right there. But for people that know about cancer or any autoimmune disease, once it goes through the lymph nodes, that is the highway to the rest of the organs and the map of your body. So I was like, okay. So the next day we got 5 bottles of the Enforce Creolus Versicolor. And they told me exactly what was going to happen. Exactly. They said, okay, probably 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to probably notice a difference. You might see a little swelling go down. You might have a little bit of energy. You might have a little bit of a purging. And I was like, what? So I started, I said, okay, God, here I go. I went and I saw my doctor the following day in Arizona. She went and she did a scan, LT, from head to toe. When I left there, I knew my cardiovascular system. I knew my cognitive capabilities. I knew everything about my heart, colonoscopy. I knew everything. And here's what she told me. I'll never forget this. She said, you have stage 3 head and neck cancer. Your immune marker is 68. Now, normal standard for anybody that doesn't have cancer is about 58,000 to about 100,000. Here I am, LT, ahead of the game with stage 3 head and neck cancer at 68,000. Why is that important? Here's why. Not only that, but I had a little bit of a hernia. Okay. Most bodybuilders, LT, have hernias.
Yes.
Okay. Usually, fine. Yep. Mm-hmm. So usually they're internal. So I had a little bit of a hernia and I had what's called peripheral arterial disease, PADS, behind my right knee. Okay. Started taking the mushrooms. I went home. I took 5 capsules in the morning of the Enforce and 5 at night. Listen, I'm a quarterback. I'm a very good student. Okay. If you tell me to do something, I'm going to do it. I did it. Here's what happened my second week. Well, let me get back. My first week, I'm in the gym and I'm working out and I'm like, whoa, where's this energy coming from? So I call up Kurt and Chris and I go, what's going on? Like, what is in his mushrooms? And I'll never forget because I could not believe that I had stage 3 head and neck cancer and I was training like I was going in competition. Mm. You know what that's like, okay?
Oh, yeah. Brutal.
Mind you, 42 pounds lighter, my recovery was stupid. I wasn't even breathing hard. I would do a set. I would be like, okay, let's do another one. Okay, let's add more weight. Because when your recovery is quicker and your muscle is healing, you can lift longer, you can lift harder, right, and heavier. So I call them up and they're laughing. I go, I feel superhuman. That was the term I used. Mm. Second week, not so good. I call them up and I go, all right, I'm angry, I'm sad, I don't want to eat, I didn't want to get out of bed, I didn't go to the gym. What is going on? They said, Chris, it's okay. Your body is purging. My body was working so quick, like Kristen said, that the third week, I called my doctor up and I said, you ready? You ready to see me? She goes, yeah, I'll see you in 2 days. I go, let me tell you what's going to happen. The tumor shrunk. And I said, I feel it. I feel it in me. And she was like, what? Kristen and Kurt met us, right, for dinner, right, the night before. Kristen looked at me, heard me, and said, I'll bet you your immune marker is 100,000 or more. Okay? Now, I have goosebumps. I'll never forget that. We were all sitting there, right, after dinner. I go there, 3 weeks, LT. Now, let me ask you, in 3 weeks, what happens in 3 weeks? Nothing. You can't even change a habit in 3 weeks, right? 3 weeks, nothing happens, okay? In 3 weeks, my immune marker went from 68,000 to 122,000. It doubled. It doubled. That hernia, gone. Gone. The pads, the peripheral arterial disease, Kristen will tell you, gone. She goes, oh my gosh, look at his circulation. Look at his blood flow. Jan is her assistant. Jan, look at this. I go, wait a second. Doc, you just told me I had pads. She goes, it's not there anymore. You have great blood circulation. Why is that important? Because in 3 weeks, what had happened, what I had learned, you see, I wasn't just taking the mushrooms, LT. I was educating myself on the immune system because as bodybuilders, right, we know our body, right? You have to know your body inside and out, right? And so I wanted to know what was going on with my body. First of all, how did I get this? How dare cancer go in and invade my body, my temple, as I would call it, right? Because you only get one temple from God. And I took care of it my whole life. No steroids. I ate right. I never smoked. I never did drugs. I never drank. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I did everything right, but this happened. And so when we talked about it, I had COVID twice. And what happened is my immune system depleted. It was shot. And once that happened, guess what? I was susceptible to any germ, to any disease. My body was like a vacuum just sucking it in. And so what I learned is in Japan, these mushrooms are the number one cancer cure for 30 years. 30 years, LT. So I said, wait a second, how can that be? Here's why. When they have their patient and they do the chemo and they do the radiation, you know how you ring the bell when you're done? You know what they do? They give them the mushrooms. You know why? Because they know that chemo and radiation just destroyed their immune system. They know it. It is the golden ticket. When I read that, nobody told me. I'm like, oh my gosh, I put two and two together.
Right.
And I was like, I got it now. Everything is your autoimmune. So what happened is we go after the ailment, we go after the cancer, we go after the sugar, diabetes, right? Heart, the blood pressure, the cholesterol. But that's not doing anything because here's why. Your immune system is the problem. And so even though you're taking a medicine or an herb or a peptide or whatever for that ailment,
right,
you're not taking care of your immune system. And so I've never seen anything work on the immune system like these mushrooms that are 100% natural. But now, after 3 weeks, now we have a fight. Yes or yes, right? Because now, so let me tell you what happened with the tumor. The tumor shrunk 33%. My tumor was 29.6 by 26.5 millimeters. That is huge. Mm-hmm. That is huge. We go back. It was 23 millimeters by 9.3. Wow. Now I have goosebumps. Now we have a fight. Now the hard part happens.
Right. Can I ask you real quick?
Yeah.
You said this is 3 weeks after you found out that you had the cancer, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And then this happened, what time period? Is this a year ago, 2 years ago? When did all this start happening?
Are you ready? Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of months ago.
Okay.
This year.
I want to make sure we get that. Yeah.
Yeah. So May 17th, I was diagnosed with stage 3 head and neck cancer. I'll never forget this day. Huh, Kristen? 8/22/23. Look at those numbers, LT, right? Juan loves those. I was diagnosed cancer-free. Kristen was there with her husband to get that diagnosis with me. Oh, but wow. what's so important, less than 90 days, is that, you know, once you have cancer on the ropes, or any ailment for that matter, now you got to go harder. Now the battle begins, right? Now the enemy's like, oh man, no, I'm not losing this one, right? And so here's where the mind games begin. Here's where the enemy comes in. Because I heard, and we talked about this off air, you know, with the couple, Dwayne, you know, I know what people are going through. I know what they're feeling. I know what they're thinking. I know mentally what they're going through, spiritually, emotionally. Yep. I know exactly because I have the playbook. But I would hear, who do you think you are? What do you think? You're going to waltz right in there in 2 months and be cured of cancer? So you hear things like that. You hear that enemy talk to you like that, right? That is when you dive into the Bible. I cannot be more serious. That is when your relationship with God and Jesus Christ goes from, even if it's here, to here. Like you're literally locked arm in arm with God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in the middle.
Oh yeah.
And because this is where you can lose it. And even, right, Kristen and Kurt will tell you, they drove 2.5 hours one way with me. And I said to them, you guys are the ones that gave me the mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
You've changed my life forever. But how cocky and arrogant was I to say, oh, come on, come with me. Less than 90 days. I want you to be there for my diagnosis. I knew it was God. And so we go there, and I was nervous because could you imagine if it comes back and, well, you're not cancer free. As a matter of fact, it's spread. As a matter of fact, you're stage 4, stage 5, right?
Mm.
But I knew. And, you know, the Ludlows have heard so many testimonials, you know, through the years.
Right.
But I wanted them to witness a miracle themselves. That they created. And there we were. Huh, Kristen. Boom. Yeah. Did the scan from head to toe. And man, when she said my tumor was 5 millimeters by 4 millimeters cancer free, we erupted. We erupted, man. Oh, she couldn't believe it. She said, I've never seen anything like this in my life. She said, I've seen results in about 6 to 7 months, but nothing like this. And I'm going to let Kristen take over. I'm going to hand off the baton.
Yep.
This is what she said to me. She told my girlfriend at the time, the second visit, she goes, man, this is unbelievable. God is so good. And she goes, what do you mean? She goes, we didn't want to tell Chris because we love him, but we had him dead to rights, being that maybe the best we can do for him is just keep him out of hospice.
Mm.
I was like, what? So my doctor already wasn't believing that this was going to go away.
Mm.
But the power of faith and belief and just the belief in him, get yourself out of the way. And just let him order your steps. And as crazy as it sounds, obey them. And I'll hand the baton off to you.
Amen. Kristen. Amen. You know, it's interesting, Kristen, as I'm looking at this, I mean, we've got the whole story and it's leading towards the human side. But when I watched your interview, it seemed like you guys started something with mushrooms where you're helping pets.
Mm-hmm.
Am I hitting that right? Because I'm showing your website, and at the top it shows, you know, your story, blogs, reviews, whatever. But it has all kinds of information about pets also. So maybe you could just take us down that journey that you've been on and how all this played out to the stories that we just heard now.
Absolutely. It's really kind of been an incredible journey, what God has done and the way things have worked together. And goodness, about 29 years ago, there was a gentleman whose mom had a stage 3 condition, and she was being treated at Sloan Kettering for it. And it got to the point they tried all of the treatments and everything that they could. And they said, look, there's nothing more that we can do. You need to get your affairs in order. And so her son was calling the family members and letting them know so they could say their goodbyes. And his cousin in Japan, which you heard Chris mention that, said, hey, you know, before anything else, you have to try, give her this mushroom. It's doing wonderful things here in Japan. It's the number one best-selling treatment. And just at least just give it to her. It will help her quality of life. And so they sent it over to the United States, and she started taking this mushroom. And about a month later, her night sweats are gone. She's not coughing as much. 2 months later, she felt completely fine. And so 3 months later, she went back to Sloan Kettering for a follow-up, which they had only given her 6 weeks. And when she went back to Sloan Kettering, they were just dumbfounded. They've had no evidence of disease. And so they were like, what is this mushroom? What have you been doing? And so she gave it to them. And that's actually where the first study of this mushroom started in the United States almost 30 years ago. And then after that, since then, there's over 400 published studies from the top institutions in the world, like Sloan Kettering, MD Anderson Cancer Center, Harvard University. It's just irrefutable research and science that's been done regarding this mushroom. So they, as time went on, as other people were dealing with these same types of conditions, because what they found about this mushroom is it's not just for that one thing. It's just a food for the immune system. And God really has given us everything that we need, just growing out in nature for us, available for us abundantly. And everything is so perfectly and intelligently designed to work together. And it's just incredible the more that you learn about what the immune system is capable of and all that the immune system actually does.
Right.
I don't know how anyone doesn't believe there's a God, because just that one little aspect of our bodies is mind blowing, how intelligent and how incredible it is. So they were recommending it to other family friends and people that they knew, and it would take a couple of weeks to get it from Japan. And, you know, when you're fighting for your life, every minute matters, every day matters,
right,
and is very important. So they ended up working out an agreement with their cousin to bring this particular strain to the United States because it is the most potent strain. And then they also extract it with a proprietary process that makes it so much more efficable. It's able to have all of the polysaccharides that are available, both the PSP and the PSK, which is kind of nerdy, but it just has all of the components that make it so helpful for the immune system to go in and do what it was designed to do. And so they were actually offering this product for about 11 years. And all of these amazing things were happening with all different types of conditions. And because it's just immune system support, right, they found that it's not like a booster or a stimulant that we're familiar with. It's actually a modulator. So even people with autoimmune conditions were completely reversing those conditions. And the confused immune system was able to regulate itself and get back to its normal functions. So they're experiencing miracle after miracle after miracle for 11 years. And in 2017, one of the gentlemen that started Pet Club 24/7, his dog got cancer and they lost his dog, his 11-year-old dog. One of the other gentlemen lost his 8-year-old dog to cancer. And two of Steve's daughters lost their 4-year-old and 6-year-old dogs to cancer all in the same year. In 2018. Wow. So at the very beginning of 2018, they're sitting around saying, this is horrible, you know, kind of feeling bad for themselves. And then they just had an inspired moment. God just spoke to them and they were like, wait a minute, we've seen all the things that this mushroom has been doing for humans over the last 11 years, I wonder if it would do the same thing for animals, because not all mushrooms are safe for dogs and cats. Okay. So they did some studies. They found a study from the University of Penn, and they found that dogs with hemangiosarcoma, which is a very aggressive type of cancer, that were given the Coriolis versicolor mushroom, lived 2 times longer than the dogs that didn't. And so they were like, wow, this is incredible. So they decided to create fun ways to give it to our pets. So we're not having to, you know, give them pills or it's always hard to give your pet supplements. So they baked it into cookies and they added it into a handmade gravy for dogs and cats. And they baked it into horse cakes for horses. And they just created all these great ways to get it into our pet systems. And that's actually when they reached out to us and told us what they were doing. They know how much we loved animals and asked if we wanted to kind of be a part of this movement that was really helping animals recover just by supporting their immune systems with these supplements. And we were like, absolutely, send it over. We'll start spreading the word. And just in perfect timing, as God always does, we had some friends on social media that posted that they had to say goodbye to their husky, who was almost 15 years old at the time, and they weren't ready to do that. So we called them immediately and asked what was going on. And she had a very bad autoimmune disease that was causing her paw pads to just peel off.
Oh.
Her eyes were white and cloudy. Her fur, when you would pet her, would just come out in clumps. And she was in so much pain that she couldn't even walk. If just to use the restroom, they had to pick her up and take her outside to use the restroom, and then pick her up and put her back inside. And so, of course, the average husky lives to be 12. So at almost 15, the vet recommended, you know, hey, maybe you should consider helping her, you know, putting her down. And they just weren't ready to do that. So they got a couple $100 worth of narcotics and steroids and took her home pretty much to put her on hospice until her liver gave out from all the medications.
Right.
And so we said, look, we just learned about these mushrooms. We're not sure what they could do for Zenta, but it's definitely worth a try. I mean, what could it hurt? You know,
right. Of course.
Just a cookie. Yeah. And, you know, it's human grade. There's no synthetics in it, all natural. So it's worth a try. Maybe at the very least, it could give her a better quality of life, you know, during these last moments that you have with her. So Zenta started eating these mush puppies, and 4 days later, we get a call from them saying, what did you give my dog? We were like, we had no idea, right? We were like, oh, why? What's up? And he goes, she jumped on the couch. She jumped on the couch for the first time in over a year and a half. And so I don't know how, but these cookies are working. These little biscuits are working. So we're like, just keep giving them to her. So after a month, they decided to take her completely off of all of her medications because her paw pads were healing. Her hair was growing back. Her eyes were clearing up. She could see again. And she was just, her tail was wagging. And Zenta ended up living another 4.5 years. She was 19 and a half years old when she was ready to go. And so it's so funny because we always joke with Pet Club 24/7 that we tested it on humans first and then we gave it to animals. Safe for animals, right? So it's just been the most incredible journey, and we're just so grateful to God for connecting us with this, especially with everything that's happening in the world right now. We've just seen how quickly the entire world can shut down in just an instant. And there's just so much out there that's meant to compromise our health and our well-being. You know, we're being attacked in the air and in the water and in the foods we're eating and the stuff we're putting on our skin. And, you know, like Chris mentioned, we're taught to treat all these symptoms. They're testing for our blood pressure levels and our blood sugar levels and our cholesterol levels. But they're never telling us what our immune marker is. They're never telling us how strong our immune system is, which is the way God designed it. It's your pet's best veterinarian, right? It's our best doctor. It knows exactly what's wrong. It knows exactly what to do to fix it, but it's just been so compromised. This natural armor that God has given us has just had so many holes poked in it that it's not able to work to its full potential. So now we really understand that this is our temple, you know, and we all have a purpose and we all have a calling. And I heard this really powerful statement the other day that the reason why they keep prisoners weak is so that they'll be too weak to climb the walls. And I kind of feel like that's kind of how they've wanted to keep us weak and barely making it. Right. So we could not step into our purpose and step into our calling fully and live the life to the potential that God has in store for each and every one of us.
Right.
So this is kind of our way. We believe that God has given this to us, to this food that supports the immune system so that we can kind of get our sovereignty back and to give us the strength and to give us the well-being so that we can start pushing back and we can start doing things differently and we can do what God has called us to do. Because a lot of times we pray for God to move a mountain and he gives us a shovel. Right? He says, yes, I will move that mountain and you can help me. So it's just so important now more than ever that we are taking care of the thing that God has naturally given us first and foremost so that we can do all that God has called us to do. And so we're so grateful for experiences like Chris. We're thankful for you for opening up your platform for us to share this mission that God has put on our hearts, because this is such a disruptive thing. Like it really is. It's changing the way that things are done and it's redistributing the resources to the people. Right. And so there's this whole transfer of health happening and this whole transfer that's happening right now as God is recovering and restoring to the remnant, you know, all that was stolen from them and all that was lost. And we're in that moment right now. We're in that period right now. So it's just it's a biggest blessing to get to be a part of this. And it's absolutely incredible. We're so confident, regardless of what you're experiencing, that if you just feed your immune system the food that it needs, that you can experience freedom. You can experience liberation. Yeah. Feed me. You can experience, you know, freedom from all of this oppression and all the things that they've been doing.
Right. Right. It kind of reminds me, you were talking about, the creation. I looked at Romans 1, 20 and 21. It says, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. I think about that verse all the time. And so, although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. So that can mean so many things, but as you're talking, it just reminded me of those verses. And and also going back, we, you know, Romans 8:28, of course, is the one that I hold to the most. We know all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. And so all the problems that we've gone through the past several years, 3 or 4 years, when you look at the good side, it drove folks to start saying, oh my goodness, the shelves are emptying, so I think I'm going to grow my own food. Oh my goodness, I don't want to go in the hospital anymore because they're giving me stuff and I can't trust a lot of the things that are going on there. I need to figure out for myself what I'm going to do. And through prayer, look how God has raised people up for this. And you guys are here at the perfect time for it. And so I noticed on your website, I just wanted to show it real quick. When you go to LT Pet Club 247, you've got all types of ingredients, but at the top you have dogs and cats and horses and humans. I mean, this seems to be reaching across the board, animals, humans, the whole nine. How did you go from animals into humans? I mean, I've heard your interview before where you said you actually extract from a mushroom right before it blooms or something like that. Could you explain that to everyone?
Yeah, and that's really important. And I'm glad you brought that up, because two things really matter when you're dealing with mushrooms: strain matters and extraction matters. And so not only do we have the most potent strain, but we also extract it while it's still in its mycelial stage. So while it's still a little baby, that's when it's the most potent. And that's why we're able to have both the polysaccharide peptides and the polysaccharide crestins that are present in our mushroom compound, which a lot of times people will look online and they'll see, you know, turkey tail, and you'll see it called by all of these other names. And unfortunately, by the time it gets to the turkey tail phase is when it's fully fruited. And so by that point, it's been very diluted, but a lot of companies will use the fully fruited form because they can get more product for it. So it's less expensive for them. But the problem is it's not as potent. So It's really important that, you know, there are over 200 strains of it. And so it's really important that you're taking a potent strain that's extracted at the right time. And, you know, the most incredible thing about this mushroom is God is just so good. And he does everything so perfectly. You know, we're used to side effects from things. We're used to treating symptoms and all of these various things. Oh, you have a fever, take this. You have a cough, take that. You have high blood pressure, take this. That's what we've been conditioned to do. But the immune system knows to do all of that, and it goes directly to the source of what's creating the symptoms in the first place. If you have high blood pressure and you didn't have it before, that means that something changed inside of your body that's creating the high blood pressure. It's kind of like a check engine light. So when you're just taking something to treat the blood pressure, it's kind of like just turning off the check engine light without ever seeing what turned it on in the first place.
Oh, wow.
Well, the immune system knows exactly what that is. So you can, by just feeding the immune system, it intelligently goes directly to the source of what's creating the problem in the first place. And then because it's just a whole food, over the last 30 years that they've been studying it, they found that it doesn't interact with any medications or treatments. It's no different from eating a mushroom on a piece of pizza or on a salad. There are no side effects. You can't get addicted. You can't overdose. So what happened with the animals was, after about a year of stories like Zenta's, which are not flukes, this is just the norm. We're experiencing this over and over again: allergies, arthritis, autoimmune conditions, infections, viruses, anxiety, chronic pain. I can go on, organ failure. I can go on and on and on of all the different conditions that we were experiencing with pets. And they were taking these mushroom products, and relatively quickly, most people notice positive results within just about a week or so. So you don't even have to take our word for it. You're going to notice things within just a week. So we're getting all of these stories, and people were kind of looking at us like, animals don't know what a placebo is. They have no idea that there's a mushroom in the cookie that they're eating, or, you know, the gravy that we're mixing with their food. They have no idea there's a mushroom in it. So it either works or it doesn't work. Yeah. The labs don't lie. So what we found was, after about a year, people were like, wait a minute, I have an autoimmune condition. I have these different, you know, I have arthritis, excuse me. And so they were asking, where can I get this mushroom? And so that's why it was also added to the website, so that we can not only take care of our pets, but we can also take better care of ourselves, so right, that we could serve our pets better as well.
Yeah, amazing. Yep. Now, Chris, you came into the scene after probably they had already seen some changes on the human side, as it went from pets to humans, right? So I'm sure a lot of folks already experienced some type of healing through taking these products. You step into the scene, you see what's going on, and now you're helping out a lot of folks. And I just want to thank you, because I've sent several folks to you to make sure that they are aware of what's going on with their life and the things that are happening to their body. I'm even getting checked myself for some stuff. So I just really appreciate what you're doing. How are you helping others? Is there something happening with other folks? Any stories there with this, with Pet Club here?
There's so many. You know, I get blessed to do this. Kristen and I, we're blessed to do this. We get to do this. We don't have to do this. My life has changed from the minute that I wake up in the morning to the time that I go to bed. And because we're worldwide, we literally, in the last 90 days, LT, we sold out. Have you ever, you're a bodybuilder, have you ever heard of a supply company selling out in 90 days? We sold out in 90 days. Why? Because it works. But the stories, like Dwayne, you know, that you sent us. I went and got my hair done today. I'm getting a little choked up. And as soon as I walked in, the woman ran right up to me. And she's like, oh, my gosh, I have to talk to you. I have to talk to you. I don't have your number. I lost your card. Right. She has cancer. And she said that she got on, she took the mushrooms, and then she went to get them again. And we were in back order, and right, she couldn't get them. And what she said to me was so profound. She said, Chris, she said, when I was taking it, my energy was up. I really didn't realize anything. But when I stopped, she goes, I've been off it for a week. I feel different. She goes, I have to have them. And that right there, LT, that is what people experience when you don't have it in your system anymore. Now I know what a junkie feels like, right? Like that drug, like almost like I have to have it. Like people live to eat. No. Eat to live, right?
Right.
To live. That's why I go like this. Feed me.
Yes.
I literally take 5 in the morning, 5 at night, and I do 1 meal a day. That's it. And people go, well, why are you still doing 5?
Sorry, when you say 5, are you talking about this Enforce Curialis? Is that what you're talking about that's on the site?
Yep, that's the one I took. Yep. Okay. And I said, because 5 works. I don't know if 4 will work, but I know 5 works. Mm. You know, and so hearing the stories, LT, listen, there are people that, what is our job? Our job is to what? To make God famous, right? Yeah. That is our job, right? God is not famous in this world. This is the Satan's world.
Amen. That's right.
There are people that are coming to God because of this, because they're giving him the praise and glory. Mm. Look, you just do the natural, let him take care of the supernatural, right? But if you sit back and you just pray and have other people pray for you, but you just sit on your laurels and you don't do anything, I don't believe in that.
Right.
I believe you have to do the natural. You have to show God, I want it.
Yep.
I want it. This is what I'm doing. And to what you said, I mean, the stories, people that, you know, that not only, we were having dinner in Arizona a couple weeks ago. A 16-year-old, right, Kristen? Mm-hmm. I get a text. We're having dinner. A 16-year-old boy who all he wanted to do, LT, was play football for high school.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what he had to do?
Yeah.
Get the ouchie Fauci.
Oh.
He got the ouchie Fauci because he wanted to play football. And as I was there having dinner with them, with my brother, they were rushing him to the hospital.
Oh, no.
Because of cardiac arrest, a heart attack. He was, right? 16. This guy, a vendor of mine that was at the Reckoning Fest, texted me. I haven't heard from this guy in months. Chris, please give me that website. Give me that link for the mushrooms. And now he has his nephew. It's his nephew, as a matter of fact, taking it. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing more turbo cancers. We're seeing, and here's the other thing I learned, LT, whether people want to hear this or not, once you have cancer, you always have cancer. It lays dormant in your body. That's why it always comes back. And when it comes back with a vengeance. I lost my father, who had metastatic resistant prostate cancer. When it came back after 11 years, when it came back 9 places in his.
Oh.
They had 1 year to live. I lost my father. 3 months later, my mother was diagnosed with lung cancer. Oh. I lost my mother and father. Within 6 months.
Oh,
we have no question.
Now, can I ask a question to Kristen on this? You don't make claims that these can heal, right? I mean, it's all, I just want to make sure to throw that out there, right?
Yeah, because it can't. It really is just a mushroom. And the mushroom in and of itself can't heal anything.
Right.
It's not a cure for anything. It's just a food that we eat. But what the mushroom feeds is the immune system. So the immune system can then work optimally and work to the best of its ability. And then the immune system is what goes in and does all the work and self-regulates and repairs and recovers and, you know, does all of that stuff in the body.
Got it.
I'm glad that you clarified that.
Yeah. And also, when I looked at this, I noticed that I just want to go to these products real quick. Then I want to get back to the 16-year-old. You have coffee, decaffeinated coffee. I mean, you guys have this in different ways. Wellness cream with essential oils and more. I just quit coffee a couple of months ago completely. And for me, on a personal level, because I was a bodybuilder and I won all the time. I understand it's one thing to be a bodybuilder. It's another one to place first. So just letting you know, not bragging. It's just to clarify how I know that. When I went into the golf store a couple of months ago and tried a shirt on, it didn't fit me right. And the pants, I had to keep going larger. And I just want to let you know, as bodybuilders, we know this. We look in the mirror and I said, what happened to me? And I take blood pressure medicine. And I just want to let you know, I know what it takes to get back down. So I've been walking 10,000 steps a day. Eating healthy was the big one, because we ate chicken, salad, baked potatoes, and barely any protein until we got to competition. And I've lost about 18 pounds since then. But my blood pressure, I don't have to take the medicine now because I'm eating right. And I feel like I stopped the coffee too, because my wife kept telling me every day, stop drinking coffee. But anyway, so I'm just glad that you have these products there for folks too. It's not just just these drops and more. I mean, you guys are doing a lot. This website is absolutely amazing too. I wanted to clarify before I forget, there's videos that you have on here for folks to kind of learn from. It's not just products that are showing folks what's going on. You go here, I mean, one video after another. And so I really appreciate that, that's on there, because a lot of folks, you know, they have questions, they want to go through, they click on things, they read, but they really want a video to kind of help them out and understand how this all works. And so when you talked about the 16-year-old, Chris, did you help him out with this particular product? Is this product helping folks out in that area? I mean, I know you say you can't claim those things, but if they went and got the jab, I want to know personally, because we've got somebody, a friend that we're dealing with on that, and we love her and we pray for her, and there's just a lot of issues, and I just feel helpless. So on a personal level, I feel helpless because I want to help. Yeah. So can you tell me a little bit more about that?
So the biggest thing that when he was on the phone with me, he said he has a huge lump on his neck. On his lymph node, like I had. LT, I literally looked like the elephant man. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was so bad. It was so big. And then, you know what they did? Remember I said it was lymphatic, right, Kristen? They gave him a steroid. Guess what they did with me? They gave me a steroid. They did the same exact thing. And, you know, for me to be the bearer of bad news, and I said to him, I said, I hate to tell you, but I think that's cancer. And he's like, what? At 16? I go, yep, turbo cancer. And so, yeah, he's on it now. His heart rate has been regulated. That is huge, because at 16, the reason they rushed him to the hospital was they were afraid that he was going to go in cardiac arrest because his heart was so high. So that's the one thing that we're seeing. The other thing, too, is that my brother, whose cholesterol was so high, it's so funny. He came back from Arizona. He's like, I'm not taking the medicine anymore. I said, slow down. Let's keep doing the mushrooms. Let's wait after a while. But what we're seeing is people are feeling different. Right? They're feeling different from before they were taking the mushrooms. And LT, I believe whether you have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, anxiety,
right,
dementia, Alzheimer's, if you have asthma, that's an autoimmune disease, right?
Right.
If you're not taking the mushrooms and you don't have, people say, I'm healthy. Okay, be proactive. Because once something happens and you find out you have something, now you're caught up in a storm and you can't think logically. You can't. You're in panic mode, right? You're emotionally charged, right? You're not going to make rational decisions. Be proactive. We tell people, just like food, don't think of this as a supplement. You know, as bodybuilders, we go, oh, a supplement. Okay, that is in accordance of. But if you say food, you need food to live.
Right.
Right? So now that's why I go feed me. 5 in the morning, 5 at night, 1 meal a day. I'm good to go. I will take this to the day I die. Unless they stop with the air, stop putting stuff in our food. You know, they're even on your vitamins and stuff, the graphene oxide that they're writing on. I mean, it is being infiltrated even on vitamins. Now, here's something I want people to go, I never thought of that.
Okay.
If I gave you a bottle of vitamin C that they say is for your immune system, and I say, LT, I want you to take that whole bottle, 60 tablets, right now on air. And I have a bottle of these mushrooms of Inforce. I'm going to take them on there as well.
Right.
Would you take them?
Hmm.
No. No. You know why? You know why? You would have toxicity.
Oh, yeah.
You know what you would have with the mushrooms? Nothing. You would probably poop. You'd poop darker.
Yeah.
Because it's all natural. Yeah. It's all natural.
Right.
And so when God has put on this planet, what's the verse, LT, where he says, look, I have given the birds what they need. I've given you what you need. We just have to stop getting in the way. Anything that man touches, he taints.
Right, right.
If it's God-given, now people say, well, Chris, why didn't you go ahead and do chemo and radiation? You want to know why? Because I wasn't given my God-given gift of speaking. I wasn't given my God-given gift of tasting or a chance of getting the cancer out and maybe it coming back. This isn't about gambling. This isn't, you know, we're not on, you know, Monty Hall, let's make a deal.
Right.
I really had to sit there and go, God's got me. And I you know, when you look at an oncologist and you go, hey, I'm blessed to have cancer. Thank you. And he goes, what? And I go, yeah, because I'm going to find the natural cure. And then I'm going to go around. I'm going to shout it to the mountaintop.
Yeah.
And that's what we get to do every single day from morning to night.
Yeah, man. You know, as you guys are talking, it kind of reminds me of how they've programmed our minds through the years in different ways. And in movies, they've always painted the folks that live up in the mountains that grow their own stuff and make their own remedies and all that. They kind of make them sound like they're crazy. They're backwoods and they don't have shoes and they don't have a life. And, you know, they're, you know, they live in mud or whatever, mud pits. And so they've given us that mind, but really they were driving us away from true remedies from the earth. And then another thing that I thought of was somebody mentioned to me that we've gone from one doctor per 100 to 100 doctors per one person. So going through all this, the program of the mind, trying to get us back into the way God put this all together is absolutely amazing. I love that this is all tied together in a biblical fashion also. So really do appreciate that. We've hit about an hour, so I wanted to close. Do you have anything to say in closing before we go to prayer?
Okay, Kristen.
Yeah. Thank you. I just wanted to first thank you again for your generosity and opening your platform up to us. God's hand is in everything that we're doing, and it's just such a mighty movement. And so we're incredibly grateful for you and the work that you're doing and, you know, doing, being obedient and saying what God's telling you to say. We just appreciate you. I just wanted to say that really quickly.
Oh, awesome. Wow. Appreciate that.
I'm so humbled, LT, and you know, God put you in my life a couple months ago. I guess that wasn't the right time. Well, it wasn't the right season, but now is. And just so humbled and blessed for you to be behind this, because I want every single person in the world. Do you know children can take these? Do you know children can take these capsules? 5 years old, 6 years old, cookies. We have cookies. I mean, come on. Forget Girl Scout cookies where you have to, you know, get a loan, right? You have to, like, second mortgage your home now for Girl Scout cookies. But You know, we have cookies now with the VersaColor, but, you know, LT, people say, what can I do? What can I do? This is the season of giving. I want everybody, if you buy any of these products, can you do me a favor? I'm going to look at the camera. Can you do me a favor? I don't want any gift. My birthday, I'll be 55 on Wednesday. Christmas is coming up. People say, Chris, what can I do? What can I do? Here's what you can do. You can pay it forward. And this is what I mean. Any product you buy, buy a bottle of mushrooms and then give it to somebody that you love, that you know that is going through something. Maybe they can't afford it. But you know what? When you sit there and show that you care, see, people don't care what you know until they know that you care.
Yeah.
And if everybody would do that, LT, just, you know, buy a bottle extra. It's $40. It's so cheap. You know, maybe you know a dog is struggling. Buy a super sauce, $30. Pay for it. Be the change that you want to see in the world. Amen. You be that change and watch what happens.
Yep. And again, guys, it's in the description box below, LTPetClub247.com. That's LTPetClub247.com. You get all these products, learn so much from their website. It's well done, very professional, and we really appreciate all that you guys do. I'm going to close this in prayer. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, thank you so much once again for all that you do in and through us, for allowing us to participate in what you've created. It's absolutely amazing how you've used so many folks, including Chris and Kristen, in this movement towards health in our bodies, and how you've told us to take care of this temple of the Holy Spirit. And we just strive to learn more. And we ask that you continue to guide and direct our thoughts and our minds and our health in a direction that you see fit. You deserve all the praise, the honor, and the glory. For it's in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So thank you guys once again. Looking forward to hearing great things and another interview soon to go over some more. But we really appreciate this time that you've given us.
Thank you so much. God bless you, LT, and everything. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being LT. We're so blessed.
But God hath shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.